When we first decided to interview Brian Dewan for our show the weekend before the election, it was because of his love of historical political folk songs. Take a listen.
Kennedy, 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 Kennedy for me. Kennedy, 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 Kennedy.
But when we showed up, recorder in hand, at Dewan's home in upstate New York, we found, well, so much more. As you approach Brian Dewan's house in Catskill, you're likely to hear all sorts of sounds. From the freight train chugging by, to the grandfather clock inside, to a melody played on a solid body zither, to the sounds of a Dewanatron. What? You've never heard of a Dewanatron? That's okay. It's a unique genre of instrument developed by Brian and his cousin Leon.
Dewanatrons would behave like a clock that strikes on the hour or the quarter hour, that makes some kind of a periodic sound that goes away and you forget about it. So we made instruments to do that, but it has nothing to do with measuring time. They just spit up little sounds at very irregular intervals of time. So I'm fond of these kinds of periodic sounds, the trains, the clocks, the regularity of things out there in the world, or irregularity as the case may be.
How do you get a Dewanatron to spit out sound? Well, one model called the coin-operated melody gin requires the insertion of a quarter into a coin slot, which was taken from a commercial washing machine. And for your 25 cents, you get to manipulate sound.
So, you put in a quarter, and you get 4 minutes to monkey with the controls.
Okay, so I'm gonna monkey.
Yes.
The Dewanatrons are bread box-sized pieces of art. They look like something from a 1950s sci-fi movie. Levers and dials and ignition keys. Dewan's tiny 19th century house is cluttered with variations of these devices, along with at least 10 keyboards. We lost count. We saw a few walkers, old vacuum cleaners, 8-track tape decks. He uses and reuses the parts to create more unique music-making machines, one he calls the Courtesy Modulator. Also lying around, an Alphatron and a Vigilometer.
So I've got all sorts of junk in here. This instrument with a 1-octave keyboard sticking out of the front of it is something a friend of mine found in a yard sale. I can't tell if it was a homemade thing or a manufactured thing. It's kind of in this nether region in between, which is something I always love, things that are kind of half homemade and half professionally manufactured.
Brian Dewan holds many titles: musician, inventor, instrument maker, performance artist. He has worked with Blue Man Group, designed an album cover for David Byrne, and collaborated with They Might Be Giants. For New Year's Eve, he makes clock tower sculptures that look like inverted cathedrals that count down to midnight and then automatically dispense an elixir. You can own a piece of this functional art for $7,000 or $8,000. In his 40s, Dewan is eager with nervous energy and has a take on the world that seems to go back and forth in time. He retains excitement about things that were once considered avant-garde.
Obsolescence is really more about a strange compulsion to define things by time or by their time. They're still what they were. They're still as good as they ever were. So you might find some other way of doing it to be more useful. But it doesn't mean the previous way is dead or we aren't allowed to think about it anymore because it belongs to another era. All these things have their own virtues.
Innovation. Innovation.
Like film strips. Remember them from your fourth grade health class? The ones about oral hygiene? Dewan's film strips tell surreal and sometimes existential stories frame by frame on film acetate, advanced by a hand turn of a knob. Dewan hand paints each storyboard, transfers the image to the film strip, records an accompanying audio track, complete with the signal to advance. Ah, the beep. It seems a natural art medium for a man who has a philosophy that things from bygone eras deserve new consideration. Some of the titles of his film strips, The Course of Your Research, brand new packages for sale, and this one is The Habit of Innovation.
It has become a cliché to say,
The more things change, the more they stay the same. I propose we say that in a new way. Let's instead say, increased frequency of flux gives way to a progressively static condition.
Sometimes it starts out very straight and benign and gets weirder as it goes along. There are different personas of the different narrators, and they all have a kind of a different agenda.
Do you take the nostalgia of film strips into account when you're creating your stories or your pieces of work?
To me, it's not about hearkening back to a memory, even though it does, but it's really more about the properties of this medium. And one of them, too, is this tone that's really addressed to one person, but that everyone hears. It has this Pavlovian aspect, the repetition of the tone. So I don't think it's necessary to be familiar with it in order to get a load of it. But if you do remember, that's just another dimension.
Buckle down with Nixon, buckle down. We can win with Nixon if we buckle down.
Brian Dewan's musical tastes run from electronic to novelty jazz to American folk to cathedral bell ringing to those presidential campaign tunes we mentioned.
Make 'em yell for Nixon, make 'em yell. We can win with Nixon if we make 'em yell.
On election night at an upstate New York theater, Brian Dewan will be performing these and others. Who knew James Polk had his own song?
November election is coming. To arms, all true Democrats rise. Fear not the loud braying and drumming in which all Whig argument lies.
FDR had his song for one of his many re-elections.
No more breadlines are happy to say the donkey won election day. No more standing in the blowing snow and rain. He's got things in full swing. We're all working and getting our pay. We got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Back again, back again. We got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Now Roosevelt's been re-elected. Moonshine liquor's been corrected. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again.
Dwight David Eisenhower's songsters went for a simpler sound.
I like Ike. I'll shout it over a mic. Or a phone. Or from the highest steeple.
Yes, and somehow Jimmy Carter winds up with a sexy tango-type number.
Can government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can government...
So we got what we came for, some full-on political kitsch, and left knowing about Dewanatrons, film strips, and inverted cathedrals, and also that the train seemed to run on time in Catskill, New York.
Our 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. As your president, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government decently, without sin or any corruption.
You can hear full versions of Brian Dewan's political folk songs and watch one of his surrealist film strips at nprmusic.org.
Errors and wrongdoing I will make known. I will not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, sure as I am the president.